The seven levels of advancement. There is order to every aspect of God's creation, and that includes the growth of our spirits on the other side. The more we learn and experience, the more we grow. And the more we grow, the more advanced we become. Just as it's learning and experience that make the difference between a freshman and a senior in college, without one being any more valued in God's eyes than the other. Here are the basic descriptions of the seven levels of advancement. Level 1, our re-entry to the other side, including the reunion with our loved ones and our trip to the scanning machine. Level 2, our orientation process, which, as we discussed, might involve cocooning, the towers, or whatever else will make our transition home as easy and peaceful as possible. Level 3, the physical and science skills. Every vocation that is literally hands-on, from agriculture and animal husbandry, to botany, to chemistry, to carpentry, to forestry, to physics, to gardening, to geology, to marine biology, to stonemasonry. Level 4, the creative arts, including writing, sculpture, music, painting, and performing. Level 5, research, in which all areas of progress are explored and passed along to Earth through infused knowledge. Level 6, the teachers, orientators, lecturers, and seminar leaders. Level 7, the level to which only a few rare souls choose to advance, where the spirit forfeits its identity and is willingly absorbed into the uncreated mass, or the infinite, unfathomable force field from which the love and power of God emanate. There is no segregation among levels, no uniforms, or any other visible way to tell by looking who is on what level. There is only constant mobility from any level to any other level we've graduated from. I happen to be an orientator on the other side on level 6, but I also love spending time in the animal husbandry centers on level 3 and doing archaeological research on level 5. Logically, that mobility doesn't work in reverse. We don't leap from level 3 to level 6, for example. Not because of snobbery, but simply because we haven't accumulated enough knowledge yet. Just as we don't leap from a freshman course into a senior course in college without taking those other 2 years of necessary courses in between. Level 7 is a phenomena and dimension all its own. Once a spirit has given itself to that ultimate level and becomes literally a part of God's unfathomable force field, it never returns to a previous level, an incarnation, or even its own identity. It doesn't cease to exist, it simply becomes absorbed into the most awesome of all energies. On a minuscule level, it would be like pouring a cup of water into the Pacific Ocean. Technically, that cup of water still exists, but it can never again be separated from the huge mass that consumed it. Francine once had a very brief glimpse through the veil, as she described the boundaries between dimensions into level 7. She could vaguely make out a few very indistinct physical forms, but she was so completely overwhelmed by the intensity of God's palpable presence that she quickly backed away before she fainted from it.